Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Eric Napudi. I hope you're having an amazing day today. Welcome to Lawfare. Attorney Thomas Renz is not with us today. He is out saving the world. I am so excited to be with you today. We're going to talk about Lawfare. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. I'm going to give you a doctor's expert testimony on what happens when doctors stand up against tyranny. I want you to know about the lawfare that happens against us, we the people. We got so much to discuss today. Grab your popcorn, grab a drink, tell your friends and family, tune in right now. We have so much to discuss, so many amazing breakthroughs that we're going to share with you today. And I'm going to bring a high energy, high intense segment. And I just want all of us to be praying for Attorney Thomas Renz. He is doing some amazing work for we the people today. So we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Dr. Eric Napudi on Lawfare today.
America, 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 this is the place you want to be. Brighteon TV, they offer the truth. You know, the truth will set you free. That's the bottom line. And so evil operates in darkness. The truth is the light. So come to Brighteon TV. My name is Bo Holney. I do interviews with them regularly. This is an amazing channel. They've done amazing work. Come to Brighteon TV and listen to the truth.
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer? Is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lawfare. I'm your host today, Dr. Eric Napudi. Thomas Renz is out saving the world. So he asked me if I'd step in for you all today, and we're going to do that. So if there's any delays on the screen, we apologize for that. But that's because they're trying to shut down the message. We're going to give you a solid message today that you don't want to miss. So check this out. Here's what we know. We know that propaganda is hitting us so hard right now, it's not even funny. But most people don't know that propaganda is legal in the United States of America. In fact, in 2013, President Obama signed into legislation the Smith-Mundt Act, which allowed for propaganda to be legally used among the American citizens. Most people don't realize in 1948, the administration at the time signed legislation called the Smith-Mundt Act that didn't allow propaganda to be legally used upon American citizens. Because of what happened in Nazi Germany and the propaganda that we saw that led a nation to do some of the most crazy, absurd things that you could possibly think of. Well, here we are now today in 2022, moving forward into 2023, the most propagandized nation in our lifetime. And so we have to sit back and think, what's really going on here? And how do we win these battles? Many of you know me. I'm Dr. Eric Napudi. I'm known as one of the most silenced and suppressed and censored doctors in America. And why is that? That's because the message that I've been bringing for decades, but especially over the last 3 years of this pandemic, has been one of hope, has been one of opportunity, has been one of destroying the spirit of fear, and doing that by giving people facts and giving people faith. Many of you also know that I'm the first doctor that's been sued by the Federal Trade Commission and the Department of Justice for telling people to take vitamin D and zinc during COVID-19. You see, the federal government has falsely accused me of using fraud and fear in order to profit during the pandemic, which is a violation of the COVID Consumer Protection Act, which, by the way, I think the federal government should have a conversation with, I don't know, Pfizer, J&J, Moderna, all these companies that actually made hundreds of billions of dollars during the pandemic by telling you, number one, to get these shots so it'll stop the spread of these viruses and transmission. Well, they never even studied that. We know that it doesn't do that. They lied to you about that and they profited. Number two, they said, well, we know that it doesn't stop the spread, but at least it minimizes the suffering and severity of the disease and it can prevent you from having death. In fact, Dr. Jha, just last week, the new White House czar for COVID says, if you get these shots, you won't die. Well, Dr. Jha, apparently you're not paying attention because the latest reports, even the New York Post even reported on the fact that 58%, almost 60% of hospitalizations and deaths in the United States of America right now, actually as of August, were fully vaccinated and boosted individuals. That's months behind. So here we are now in December at the time of this recording, at this broadcast, and guess what? We're seeing more. In fact, Minnesota's health department just released a statement saying that 70%+ of hospitalizations and deaths in Minnesota are fully vaccinated and boosted individuals. So if these vaccines work, why don't they? If they stop the spread of the virus, why aren't they? Ladies and gentlemen, you've been lied to. They've used propaganda and fear pornography to get you to follow their message and follow their agenda. And still to this day, there are many people that are still brainwashed and mind manipulated into the fact that they think that what the government is telling them is 100% real and true. Ladies and gentlemen, because of, here's the date, July the 2nd, 2013, when Obama signed the reactivation of the Smith-Mundt Act, which basically allowed for legal propaganda to be spewed upon the mainstream media, upon we the people, as real news. You could put lies in the media and it can be presented as real news because of that legislation. This is ridiculous, and most people don't even know that. Most politicians that I spoke with don't even know that. So let's talk a little bit about some lawfare that we know because of the propaganda. Ladies and gentlemen, knowledge is power. It says in the Bible, Book of Hosea says, without knowledge, our people will perish. And without application of that knowledge, which is called wisdom, that's what's really destroying us. So the federal government had accused me of violating the COVID Consumer Protection Act for telling people to take vitamin D and zinc during COVID-19. Well, let me tell you this. If you go to my website, fightwitheric.com, that's fightwitheric.com, you'll see 101 studies, medical journal studies that promote the benefits of vitamin D, especially during the pandemic. And we also have information there on zinc, over 70 different studies on zinc that shows the benefits of zinc when it comes to COVID as well, reducing the symptoms, severity, and et cetera. The problem is because the FTC and the FDA and the DOJ apparently, and a lot of these three-letter alphabet agencies are carrying the water for this corrupt administration and the oligarchies that are really truly running this world. They are putting pressure and they're putting, well, propaganda out against individuals like myself, illegally telling people that we committed fraud. And so many people get upset when their doctors don't talk about the benefits of things that they can do, or people are upset because their doctor didn't stand up for them during this pandemic. Well, let me tell you something. I'm the epitome of what happens when doctors do stand up. So when doctors stand up, number one, I got sued for $500 billion from the FTC and the DOJ. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. They said that I violated the COVID Consumer Protection Act 12,555,000 plus times at $43,000 per pop which is just north of $508 trillion in potential fines and penalties. That's an astronomical number that nobody believes is real or true. But the reality of it is that's what the government tried to do. And they're still trying to do that. I've spent $3.5 million defending myself during this whole crazy charade of a political show that they're putting on. And I want to show you today some of the corruption and some of the lies, and I'm going to show you some of the truths that we have in our case and how we are using lawfare on our side. So first of all, I want you to listen to something, and I'm going to show you something here. This is a piece of paper. This is the federal government's, this is their press release that the Department of Justice put out on April the 15th of 2021, when the Department of Justice falsely accused me of violating the COVID Consumer Protection Act. And I'm going to point this out. It's April 15th of 2021, ladies and gentlemen. On April 15th of 2021, the director of the FTC at the time said that the defendant claims that their product can stand in for approved COVID-19 vaccines. That is particularly troubling. That's what the FTC said about what we had said. Well, first of all, I never told anybody that taking vitamin D or zinc stands in for a COVID vaccine or COVID shot. I never said that. And I also never told people that if they take vitamins that they don't need a vaccine. In fact, I told people that if they take shots or they don't take shots, they still need a vaccine, because if you're deficient in vitamin D and you don't have enough vitamin D in your body, you can't produce antibodies against infections, injected or natural infections. But I want you to remember this date. They said this on April 15th about approved vaccines. Now, if we fast forward to this paper right here, this is a press release that was put out by Pfizer BioNTech about the COVID-19 vaccine. And it says right here at the top, this is very interesting to me. It says August the 23rd, 2021, the FDA announced the first approval of the COVID-19 vaccine. Let me say that again. August 23rd of 2021, the first approved COVID-19 vaccine. Well, the Federal Trade Commission fraudulently put out a press release saying that I told people that if you take vitamins in April, that it stands in for approved vaccines. There were no approved vaccines in April. There only are approved vaccines, Comirnaty and Spikevax, after August the 23rd. So I think y'all screwed up big time and stepped in a big one right there. Let me show you another study that I think is important. By the way, on our website, fightwitheric.com, where you can learn more about this, go to fightwitheric.com. You can learn about this and you can see all the studies that are here. Here's a study that was just released. This paper is released November 28th of 2022. What's it say? It says zinc supplementation can cut the risk of COVID-19 deaths by 40%. Zinc supplementation can cut the death rate of COVID-19 by 40%. Researchers have found in these studies that taking the appropriate amounts of zinc can reduce viral load, and in these cases can actually reduce the death risk of COVID by 40%. I thought lockdowns, I thought restrictions, I thought the whole idea of what we were doing was trying to save people from going to the hospital and saving people from dying. Why are the mainstream doctors, why is Fauci, why are our NIH, NIAID, and others not talking about the benefits of zinc? Well, Fauci is. He actually recommended vitamin D, vitamin C, and zinc for COVID-19. So did the Department of Defense. It's in their Department of Defense COVID-19 guide. It says that you should check and monitor and maintain adequate levels of vitamin D, zinc, and vitamin C. The federal government didn't know that. We showed that to them. Let me show you this. Let me show you this study right here. See, we just get lied to all the time. And if we don't share the truth with people, the people don't have the opportunity to get set free. Look at this study right here. If you haven't seen this study, this is a game-changing study. This study clearly says, this is a peer-reviewed medical journal that has this study in it. It says vitamin D supplementation in COVID-19 infection and mortality rates. What they found, by the way, this study, one of the biggest studies that have come out ever since the beginning of this whole pandemic on vitamin D and COVID. It clearly says, by the way, these numbers come from the U.S. Veterans Administration, the Department of Veterans Affairs. They looked at 600,000 veterans, 600,000 veterans, not six rats, not eight mice that they looked at for this, booster shot, 600,000 Americans. What they found is very revealing in this study. Number one, if you were supplementing with adequate levels of vitamin D, you could prevent the risk of infection by 28%. The researchers went on to say that if doctors and scientists in the year 2020 were talking about vitamin D and using it with their patients, we could have potentially prevented the 4 million cases of COVID-19 infections. 4 million. That is an insane number. They suppressed and censored this information, and people suffered and died because of it. Please think about this. The researchers further went on to say in this study that was released November the 12th of 2022 that you could reduce the risk of death by 33% if you were taking adequate levels of vitamin D, which equated in the year 2020, according to these researchers. They said if doctors and politicians would have talked about the benefits of vitamin D, they could have prevented the deaths of 116,000 Americans. Now, how many millions of cases of COVID could we have prevented, and how many millions of deaths could possibly be prevented globally if this information wasn't suppressed and censored? How many people died because they lied, and how many people died because they suppressed the truth? The book of Hosea says, without knowledge, our people will perish. They die without knowing these things. Ladies and gentlemen, this research also went on to say that 50% of the American population is deficient in vitamin D. And listen to this, 82% of the American population that are African Americans, Black individuals, are deficient in vitamin D. The researchers said that if politicians and doctors would have talked about the benefits of vitamin D for the different races, for African Americans, for Hispanics, we could have stopped the racial disparity of COVID. More African Americans died at a higher rate than Caucasians. It's because partly of the vitamin D levels and their inability to understand. Nobody explained to people the benefits of this. So this November 12, 2022 study, I mean, absolutely is the nail in the coffin. Vitamin D and zinc are game changers for people. It helps them reduce their infections, helps them reduce their viral load, helps their body live happier, healthier, and more abundantly. They lied and people died. But wait, there's more. They actually suppressed my First Amendment freedom of speech. They shut down my ability to talk to you about this. Ladies and gentlemen, they came after me so hard as a doctor because I was telling people about the benefits of vitamin D and I wouldn't shut up. They shut down 5 of my bank accounts. They froze 5 of my accounts so I couldn't pay my attorneys. I couldn't keep my businesses going. They tried to do this. That's the lawfare that they play against us, we the people. They then took the fraudulent statements that they made, this fraudulent press release that they made about me and the insurance companies. I'm a private practicing doctor. In the last 20 years, I've only had about a handful of very small little random audits by the insurance companies. That's a normal check and balance system. Over the last 2 years, I've been audited by almost every insurance company and some of them twice. And most of them put us on a prepayment audit, which means they're not paying my patients' bills for the services that they use in our office in order to cut our income down. They're just trying to keep us from going to trial so that we don't have a chance to win this thing. Ladies and gentlemen, not only have they done those things, but they actually colluded with our credit card processing companies that shut us down as well. So we couldn't accept payments from people all across the globe that were trying to buy our products and services. They systematically, with the use of lawfare and fraud and propaganda that the federal government has the legal right to use because of the Smith-Mundt Act back in 2013, they negatively put press releases out there that lied about us. In order for us to be proven guilty without a trial. Now, we haven't even been in front of a judge yet. We have our first hearing coming up here in a couple of weeks. We actually were supposed to start our trial last Monday, but the government delayed it because their tactic is delay, 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 and hopefully I walk away. Now, I want you to understand more propaganda than and lawfare that gets thrown at you. Let me show you this, for example. They told you that this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. They told you that individuals, if you didn't get these shots, you were going to die. In fact, a year ago, last winter, Biden came out and said, this is going to be a long, hard winter for the unvaccinated. This right here is from WebMD. This article says, unvaccinated are 14 times more likely to die from COVID. This is from November 25th of 2021. WebMD, which is a very respected publication, it's a very respected medical journal, it's even allowed in medical research. They said in 2021 that that you're 14 times more likely to develop COVID if you're unvaccinated. That was a lie then, and it's a lie now. If you fast forward to WebMD's report just a few weeks ago, this is from November 27, 2022. Oh, how the times have changed. WebMD now says that COVID is no longer a pandemic of the unvaccinated, that more individuals are sick and dying from COVID that are vaccinated than those that are unvaccinated. Why are they still lying to you? Why are the health departments and the Department of Health and Human Services and your local departments of health, why are they still advertising on social media, in the news, on television, on radio, to go out and get these shots? It's our only form of protection against this virus. That is a lie. And they're all profiting from that. That is a direct violation of the COVID Consumer Protection Act. Where is the FTC and DOJ going at after them? Why are they going after doctors like myself for giving natural solutions to problems that we've got? I'm not trying to take away from your bottom line, Pfizer. I'm trying to save people's lives. And the proof is that you suppressed and censored Dr. Napudi's First Amendment right of freedom of speech. You suppressed our ability to be able to be out in the news and in the media. And as a TV and radio reporter, you suppressed my ability to have free of reporting, free speech, and free press. And people died. 116,000 Americans died in 2020 alone because of lack of knowledge about vitamin D, according to this latest research that was done. And the numbers came from the United States Veterans Administration. These are government numbers. Whose blood is on the hands of whose hands is the blood of those individuals on? Federal government and their co-conspirators like Facebook and Google and Twitter. We now know with everything that's been happening with Twitter and Elon Musk that Facebook, that Google, that Twitter all colluded with the federal agencies, which made it illegal. That's what makes it illegal. A censorship that a private industry or a private company wants to have, a private business entity can decide what they want to do or not want to do. But when the government or an administration colludes and forces them one way or the other to do something, that is illegal. That is a constitutional violation. And ladies and gentlemen, the Constitution is still the law of the land. Whether they believe it or not, it is. And they're going to have to pay for this in this life and in the next. Look, here's another one. Remember this. They used to tell us that this is USA Today. This is USA Today back in November 17th of 2021. It even was fact-checked. By the way, please remember, the fact-checkers are opinion protectors. Even Zuckerberg announced that in federal court with his attorneys months ago. They're not fact-checkers. They're opinion protectors. The vaccine, it says right here, vaccines protect against contracting and spreading COVID-19. They said this in November of 2021. That was a lie then. It's a lie now. But yet, it's fact-checked. Now, ladies and gentlemen, look at the next fact-check that's out. Now, the new latest fact-check, this is from August 6th of 2021, just a few short months after that first publication that's been fact-checked. This is MSNBC and CNBC and mainstream media all said, vaccines no longer protect against the spread of COVID-19. Ladies and gentlemen, big tech has conspired with the censorship that the government wanted to put out to suppress your ability of freedom of speech. This video is cutting out right now because they don't want my message out there. They're trying to destruct and destroy the messengers so that we can't set you free. The truth will set you free. And please don't forget that Jesus is the truth and the life and the way. And if they don't like the truth, that's because they serve a way, way nastier God than we do. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got to stand strong and stand together. We got to understand it's our time to fight back. It's our time to stand against this tyranny. Ladies and gentlemen, we were all built for such a time as this, and we must understand that we fight not against flesh and blood, but against rulers and principalities in dark places. Come follow this lawsuit. Come join this movement with me. Go to my website, fightwitheric.com. That's fightwitheric.com. Join the movement. Let's stand strong together against this tyranny, because together we win, ladies and gentlemen. Together we win. I'm so excited to be with you. Please pray for me. Please pray for Attorney Tom Renz and all of us amazing freedom fighters here on Brighteon Television and Brighteon Radio across the globe. I love and appreciate all of you more than you know. Stand strong. Stand firm, stand fast. God wins in the end. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Dr. Eric Napudi. Have an amazing day. God bless you. God bless America. God bless the world. Be well.